91X News.
It's minus 7 degrees with increasing cloudiness, a 30% chance of flurries late this afternoon at 1 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Angus Argyle. An Afghan student might be able to come to Loyalist College with the help of two Loyalist students. Kate Shermakova has the story.
The two photojournalism students at Loyalist College celebrated this new year on a plane heading to Afghanistan. Zach Prawn was one of them.
A lot of Western soldiers fought and died in Afghanistan, and we made a lot of promises to the people in that country, but that doesn't mean the war is over there. They need our help. There's still a lot happening there, and unfortunately we don't hear much about it in the media anymore.
Prawn and his classmate Andrew Johnson spent 2 weeks there documenting the lives of the people they met.
I feel a kind of responsibility to go there, not to forget about the country, to share the stories of the people I meet there.
The two also met another Loyalist photojournalism grad, Farzan Waidi. Waidi was born and raised in Afghanistan, but was sponsored by the Quinty community to come to Loyalist to study. Johnson says that they want to give another Afghan the same opportunity.
And so the idea is to hopefully raise enough money to bring someone over here to study at Loyalist to learn like Farzana so that they can just keep continuing to grow the industry there.
Now all three are working together to raise money with help from the Quinty community. If they manage to fundraise enough, another Afghan student will get a chance to study photojournalism at Loyalist College. Kate Shumakova, QNET News, Belleville.
The Ottawa Hospital continues to deal with an outbreak of antibiotic-resistant bacteria in its neonatal intensive care unit. Officials say 4 babies at the general campus have been identified as carriers of MRSA, but the number of carriers has dropped from 7 babies last week. The hospital first notified the public about the outbreak in November, when 4 babies tested positive for MRSA. Since then, staff caring for the infected infants have followed special precautions in order to prevent the spread of the bacteria. Toronto police have purchased dozens of military-style assault rifles that will be made available to frontline officers, along with less lethal firearms dubbed sock guns. Police spokesman Mark Pugash says the Colt C8 Patrol Carbine, which is similar to an M16, has been used for years by the Emergency Task Force, Guns and Gangs Unit, and other specialized units. He says the C8 is more accurate and easier to use than the high-powered firearms and more effective against body armor, which police encounter increasingly often. Pugash says the semi-automatic weapons will be distributed by the end of May to 3 scout cars in each of the city's 17 divisions, 51 in total, though some are part of the force's existing stock. Each costs between $2,000 and $3,000. Officers in the scout cars will also be given so-called sock guns, which fire rounds that do not penetrate the body. The judge in the trial of 2 men accused of killing Tim Bosma has issued a warning to potential jurors who failed to show up for jury selection. A total of 1,800 prospective jurors have been summoned to appear, and Justice Andrew Goodman yesterday ordered those who failed to show up to be in court February 5th to explain their absences. People who skip jury duty could be charged with contempt, which carries a fine up to $1,000 or up to 30 days in jail. Delaine Millard and Mark Smith have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of the Hamilton man. That's QNET News on 91X to 104 in sports. Toronto's Daniel Nestor and Vancouver's Vasek Pospisil both advanced to the second round of the men's doubles at the Australian Open. Nestor and Czech partner Radek Stepanil won in straight sets, while Pospisil and American Jack Sock earned a 3-set win. Ottawa's Gabby Dabrowski lost her first-round doubles match. Lionel Messi's tax fraud trial has been set for May 31st to June 3rd, conflicting with the start of the Centennial Copa America in the United States. The Copa America will kick off June 3rd, meaning the 5-time World Player of the Year will not have the best of preparations ahead of Argentina's opening game. Messi's lawyers are expected to try to change the trial dates. The Barcelona playmaker is already expected to have a shorter preparation ahead of the tournament if his side reaches the Champions League final, which is scheduled for May 28th in Milan. Argentina plays its first game on June 6th in Santa Clara, California, then on June 10th in Chicago before traveling to Seattle for a match on June 14th. Messi and his father, George Horatio Messi, have been charged with 3 counts of tax fraud and could be sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison if found guilty. A person familiar with the process says suspended Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has applied to the NFL for reinstatement. Gordon was banned for a year in February for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. He asked Commissioner Roger Goodell to allow him back, according to the person who spoke Wednesday to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the situation. For Gordon to be reinstated, he will have to demonstrate sustained abstinence during his suspension. The men's and ladies' Loyalist volleyball teams are playing the George Brown Huskies tonight. The ladies play at 6 p.m. and the men play at 8 p.m. In Junior A action tonight, the Wellington Dukes take on the Pickering Panthers at 7 p.m. They have another game Friday against the Trenton Golden Hawks, which begins at 7:30 p.m. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's -7 degrees with increasing cloudiness, 30% chance of flurries this evening, clearing near midnight, low of -16. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of -5. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of -13. At 106, it's -7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Angus Argyle. News on 91X, next at 3.